With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1940s, exile Russian writer Vladimir Nabokov began work on a novel titled The Kingdom by the Sea. It was about an older man's obsession with a young girl. Brian Boyd, author of a major biography of Nabokov, says the manuscript was submitted to several American publishers.
Each of them said, this is wonderful stuff, but we can't risk publishing it. We could go to jail.
In 1955, Nabokov sent the novel to his European literary agent, who in turn submitted it to the Olympia Press in Paris. Boyd says Nabokov was unaware of Olympia's notorious reputation.
That it published not only serious literature, but was basically known as a pornographic press.
The novel was now titled Lolita. It was cited by Graham Greene as one of the major books of the year, despite efforts by right-wing morals crusaders to ban it.
The English government was embarrassed by the kerfuffle about Lolita and asked the French government to ban Lolita and all the other Olympia Press books.
The banning of Lolita in England and France prompted new American interest in the book.
By that stage, the climate for books dealing with sexually risky matters had changed since the early 50s.
Putnam published Lolita in the U.S. despite scattered unsuccessful moves to ban it. In spite of its reputation, Lolita is not salacious. There's no profanity or obscenity.
The really uncomfortable thing about the book is that you're inside the mind of Humbert. You're trapped within his mind.
The Saga of Lolita is part of Brian Boyd's huge two-part biography of Vladimir Nabokov, the latest of which is The American Years, published by the Princeton University Press. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The man who wrote Lolita, Vladimir Nabokov, had an international reputation as a lepidopterist, one who studies butterflies. Nabokov's biographer is Brian Boyd.
It had always been something of a mania for him. I'm sure that some of the obsessiveness of Humbert in Lolita is a kind of reflection of his own recognition of his obsessive side about butterflies.
Nabokov began his study of butterflies as a child in Russia and later in Germany. It was in Berlin in 1922 that Nabokov's father, a former leader of Russia's leading liberal party, was confronted by an assassin during a gathering of Russian exiles.
Nabokov's father, who was sitting in the front row, leapt up onto stage, grappled with the gunman, and got him on the ground, whereupon another gunman came up from the back and shot Nabokov in the back.
It was a devastating tragedy for the younger Nabokov, who was deeply devoted to his father. When he brought his family to the United States in 1940, Nabokov continued his butterfly research. All the while, he was writing and teaching at Cornell. A longtime friendship with the critic Edmund Wilson later fell apart.
It seems likely that the prime cause of the rift between them was a sense of jealousy on Wilson's part.
Because of Nabokov's success with Lolita.
In 1958, Lolita was released in the U.S., and because of the scandal around it, it went straight to number one and sold more copies in the first weeks than any book since Gone with the Wind.
The Princeton University Press published Brian Boyd's enormous two-volume biography of Vladimir Nabokov, The Russian Years, and the most recent, The American Years. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After the publication of Lolita in America in 1958, Vladimir Nabokov went to Hollywood for 6 months to write the screenplay of the novel for director Stanley Kubrick. Here's Nabokov's biographer, Brian Boyd.
Kubrick said to him that this was magnificent, this was the greatest screenplay ever produced in Hollywood, then holed up in an office for a month and rewrote it almost completely.
In the 1970s, Nabokov, living in Switzerland, where he was to die in 1977, authorized Andrew Field to write a biography, but was not pleased by the result.
Nabokov was absolutely appalled at the errors and insinuations all the way through Field's book, the unfounded speculations. They were pretty soon communicating only through their lawyers.
Brian Boyd, who teaches in New Zealand, began studying Nabokov's life and work for a college thesis. Then Nabokov's widow asked him to catalog her husband's archives and later gave Boyd permission to write a definitive biography, correcting the mistakes in Field's book. The result is an exhaustive two-part biography of Nabokov, The Russian Years and The American Years, both published by the Princeton University Press. Brian Boyd believes Nabokov will rank as one of the great 20th century writers, and not just because of Lolita.
It's not my favorite Nabokov novel. I think it's very fine, but I actually prefer Pale Fire.
As for Nabokov's not winning the Nobel Prize,
I think he'll stand with some of those other 20th century writers who didn't get Nobel Prizes, like Tolstoy and Chekhov and Proust and Joyce.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.